The former president of Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe, has died at age 95. Reactions are coming in for the death of the man who ruled the country for 37 years. In Harare, Rosemary Moyo's view was echoed often.
I think President Mugabe was a leader. Yeah, since he was voted to be the president of Zimbabwe, he led Zimbabwe in the right way. We say may his soul rest in peace.
Mugabe was initially hailed as a liberator of his country. As the years went on, however, he was often criticized for human rights abuses that included the beatings, torture, and killings of political opponents, which is how some Zimbabweans view him.
He was just a bad leader. He was an all-around just bad leader. I don't know what to, I don't know how to feel about his passing. I mean, at the end of the day, he was still human. You have to respect that fact. But yeah, I don't know how to feel about his passing at all.
Emmerson Mnangagwa, the country's current president, announced his predecessor's death on his official Twitter account. He said Mugabe was an icon of liberation, a Pan-Africanist who dedicated his life to the emancipation and empowerment of his people. The military forced Mugabe to step down as Zimbabwe's leader in 2017. Recounting his memories of the former leader, Zimbabwean opposition leader Nelson Chamisa said on Friday, Mugabe was a victim of his rule.
When I was in cabinet together with President Tsvangirai, then Prime Minister, and other of my colleagues in the MDC. So our memories really go to the deficits of governance, goes to the issue of human rights situation in the country, goes to the collapse of systems.
Our full coverage of Mugabe's death is on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hurricane Dorian weakened into a Category 1 hurricane Friday, then made landfall on the U.S. state of North Carolina's coast. National Hurricane Center senior specialist Daniel Brown says the eye of the storm made landfall over Cape Hatteras. It's bringing heavy rain and storm surge to North Carolina's Outer Banks.
The strong winds are going to push that water across the sounds of North Carolina. Along the west side of the Outer Banks, and residents in those areas really need to be heeding the advice of the local officials.
The hurricane creating tornadoes and leaving streets flooded in the U.S., as thousands of people in the Bahamas have begun the long and painful struggle to rebuild their lives after the storm hit. International search and rescue teams are spreading across Abaco and Grand Bahamas Islands looking for survivors. This man says he slept in his ceiling to escape the rising water in his home.
Slept in the ceiling for 2 days. Got 8 feet of water in my house. And right now I'm heading into the city of Freeport for refuge. So keep us in prayer. I'll be Bahamas strong.
Late Thursday, the death toll in the Bahamas had risen to 30. Bahamian Health Minister Dwayne Sands told the Associated Press he expects that number to become significantly higher. The AP reports U.S. employers added a modest 130,000 jobs in August. The Labor Department reported Friday that the unemployment rate remained 3.7%, near the lowest level in 5 decades. Both U.S. and Chinese stock markets recently soared on news that Washington and Beijing have agreed to resume high-level trade talks early next month. China has said that the talks will lay the groundwork for meaningful progress in their trade dispute. But analysts urge investors not to get their hopes up. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said on Friday measures announced this week to help restore order in the Chinese-ruled city were a first step. This as thousands gathered outside a subway station in renewed protest after months of sometimes violent unrest. Meanwhile, Fitch has cut Hong Kong's credit rating, citing protests. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The agency has slashed the credit rating on the Hong Kong government's foreign currency borrowing, citing damage to the Chinese territory's image from the upsurge in mass rallies and closer integration with the mainland. Consequently, Fitch will lower Hong Kong's rating to AA from AA+, with a negative outlook. It says the protests have inflicted long-lasting damage on the foreign image of Hong Kong's governance and has, it says, called into question the quality of its business environment. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
I'm R&B, pop, hip hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1.